Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local author has a new book of fantasy and intrigue. Let's go in-depth with Ashley Lovell, author of The Wish, Book 1 of the Keeper of Souls series from Knoxville. Ashley, where are you from?
Knoxville, Iowa.
You grew up here?
Yes. I was born in Pella, Iowa, and then me, my mom, my sister, my brother moved from Pella to Knoxville, and I grew up here.
Have you always wanted to be a writer?
I thought about that question today. When I was a kid, I grew up around a lot of kids, and I grew up, like, by the woods and stuff, and one day an idea just came to me, and I started to write when I was 16 in 2005, and I fell in love with it. I'm like, you know, this is kind of fun. I guess I'll be this. I'll do writing.
And so you now have a new book out. It's book one. It's called The Wish.
Yes.
In the Keeper of Souls series by Ashley Lovell. And you're optimistic, too. Mm-hmm. It's just book one in a trilogy, I presume?
Yeah. I sent off my sequel to my editor, and I'm working on the third book right now. So it's coming along slowly. I want to get it done and get it sent off to my editor, but I'm working on it really slowly. So.
Well, it doesn't sound so slowly. I mean, is this the same idea you had as a kid?
The third book, I didn't really start working on it until, like, 5 years after I wrote the first book. So it's a four-book series. So I had a lot of ideas that I wanted to do, but I had to do it all separate in books. So I don't think you can do it all in one book, so I had to separate it all.
Well, it would be a thick book. Book one is almost 500 pages.
Yeah, I know. I had to, when I ordered my new books, I had to reformat the book. So it's actually a lot thinner. So because like it was like getting too expensive for me, so I had to like turn it, like change it a little bit. So I changed the font size and the chapters headings and all that. So, but it looks good, so.
Yeah, it looks great. So. Okay, now book one, was that based upon the story, the idea that you had as a kid?
No.
No, it's a different, no. Okay, so you just had an idea, you decided you wanted to write, and then you had a new idea, mm-hmm. Oh, you probably had many new ideas, but one of them you decided to develop into the first book called The Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about just the basic premise of it?
Well, it's about a girl that makes a wish because she loses her grandfather, and she ends up making the wish, and her grandfather comes back. And then bad things, like, start to happen to her, and she doesn't understand, like, why it's happening. So then she seeks help from a psychic, a medium, and a paranormal researcher, and her name is Gina. So that's basically what the book is about.
More in depth. After this.
I continued my conversation with Ashley Lovell, author of The Wish.
Okay, so her grandpa disappears.
In the beginning of the book, she always goes down to go see her grandpa, and she finds him dead in the middle of the living room. So I did not kill him off. He was already passed away, and I didn't want to kill any characters off, but he was already, like, gone. So she's really devastated and upset and sad. And then a few days later, she wanders off in the woods, because I did that when I was a kid. So, and she meets the witch, Inga, and Inga gives her a crystal stone to make a wish. So she makes the wish, and then the next day, Olivia wakes up, and he's alive. So
she wishes for him to come back.
Yeah, and it comes true. So.
With consequences, I presume.
Yes, yeah. And then after the wish, it's over, and then bad things, like, start to happen to her. And she sees one of her ancestors.
And so is Inga a good witch?
Oh, no.
Or
she's a bad witch. Yeah, I didn't know, like, what type of witch I wanted to write. So I was just sitting there trying to think about what I wanted. So I thought about what type of witch I wanted. And I thought maybe I could have a witch that wanted kids' souls. And she has a diamond that hangs around her neck. And she keeps them in there. and it makes her strong and powerful. So I was like, okay, I guess I can do that. And I had a lot of fun writing her character. It was really hard to get in a mindset of an evil person. I was finding myself becoming like having those angry moments that I had in my life. And then I was just putting it into the character. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Olivia now in the book because she's sweet and kind and gentle and very sensitive. And it was easy to write from her point of view. But an evil character mind is very hard to write.
She wants children's souls.
Yeah, to make her strong and powerful.
Children's souls, yeah. Make mm-hmm. her strong and powerful.
Yeah.
So how does she get children's souls?
She sends out her demons that she created herself, and they go and they just kill them, and then they bring their souls back to Inga, and she sucks them into the diamond. So it's all clear in my head, and then when someone asks me, it's really hard to explain, but it's explained very well in the book.
Well, you just explained it. So she's a really, really bad witch. She's as bad as they come.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Ashley Lovell, author of The Wish.
So Olivia just stumbles upon this witch in the woods?
Yeah. I got that idea like from my childhood. So I'm like, I wonder what a character would do if she was walking through the woods and then she finds this house and then she finds this witch. Like, what's going to happen? Like, she's either going to say something to her or she's going to give you something. So I was like, okay, maybe I can have her give her something. And it's like a crystal stone. And she just makes a wish, and then it comes true.
So what does Inga, the bad witch, want from Olivia?
She wants her soul. And years and years and years ago, Inga was doing witchcraft, and she was going to get hung. And the villagers was going to kill Inga, and it's actually Olivia's ancestors that was going to kill Inga. So that part was really hard to write. And because there was like so much going on, and I'm like, okay, I have to make this clear. So I wrote it down, and then I explained it throughout the book. So Richard is the leader of the village people, and that's Olivia's ancestor. So, and the little boy that Olivia keeps seeing, that's Richard's little boy that Inga had killed.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, and I presume there's a lot more than that going on, too.
Oh, yeah, because there's like three more books.
Well, three more books, lots more characters,
too. Oh, yeah. Yes, the sequel was so much fun to write. I got so into it. The first book is scary, but the second one, I don't think it's as scary because I got into the characters and who they are and their backstory and stuff. So I had a lot of fun with the characters. And I hope everyone else really enjoys them, too, and can relate with them.
And it sounds like these characters are running around in your head all the time.
Yeah, they are, because, like, I'm working on the third book right now, and I'm almost done with the first draft, but then I'm also thinking about the fourth book. So I've been really overwhelmed lately because I've had, like, so much stuff going on in each book, and I have an author visit that I have to do on October 22nd at Beaverdale Books in Des Moines, and then I have a book signing on October 25th. So I have all that going on, and I have, like, the series going on. I think I'm close to finishing the series, which is going to be sad because I've been close with these characters for, like, 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And so where's your book signing at?
I have an author visit I'm doing at Beaverdale's mm-hmm. in Des Moines, and then I'm having my book signing at the public library, 613 East Washington, I think, at the school. Where the library is right now.
Yeah, that's the temporary location at Old East Elementary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what date was that again?
October 25th, from 6:30 to 8.
Are these characters, does it feel like they're sort of moving your hands on the keyboard, or do you have to really think and plot, or does it just happen?
Sometimes it just happens, and then sometimes I get so stuck, I don't know, like, what to do. So I'm like, okay, Allison, do what you want, just whatever. And then sometimes I get ideas. I used to get ideas in my dreams all the time. And for some reason, that just stopped, which is totally fine. So, yeah, sometimes I try really hard to plan it out, or I let my characters do what they want, or I make them do what I want. Because if I'm stuck, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I take breaks from it, and then I come back, and I try to write ideas down. So
is there a pattern to your writing? Do you sit down every day at one time for an hour?
Yep. And I get up every morning at 7 o'clock. I feed the cats. I make a cup of coffee, and I sit down, and I think about what I wrote yesterday. And then I try to get new ideas. But if I can't think of new ideas, then I kind of just like, okay, I'm going to wait a while. And then the ideas just start coming. And they're like everywhere in my head, like right now. Like they're jogging around in my head. And it's just a lot of fun to just write the ideas down. And then sometimes when I'm writing a new chapter, new ideas come. So then I have to write those down. So it's constantly like writing new ideas down all the time. So.
Are you sure you're going to be able to say goodbye to these characters?
Well, when the series ends, I would really, really like to do a single book from each character's point of view, like from Allison's point of view, Keegan and Terrence's point of view, Johanna and Gina, and just like how they lived their life and why they are these people. I would love to do that.
And where can people find your book?
On Amazon. The Amazon Kindle is $5.99, and then I have print copies at home for $15. And if you want a printed copy, you can message me on Facebook, and then I can send you one.
Okay, and the book is The Wish in the Keeper of Souls series by Ashley Lovell, and they can just look you up like that.
Yep, and I have a website called www.ashleylovell.com. WordPress.com, and I have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that you can look me up on.
What was the feeling when you saw the first print copy of the book?
It was exciting, and I was really nervous because I didn't know what the book was going to look like. And my friend Candy like recorded the whole thing, and I do have it on YouTube. And I was like so excited. I was like looking at it. I was like, oh my God, my name's on it. I wrote that book, and I opened it, and it was just an amazing feeling. I thought I was going to bawl and cry, but I didn't. I was just excited, and I was going around town, like, showing people, and I was taking so many pictures of it. It was funny. It was exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks to Ashley Lovell for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.